Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Me'ilah, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Like we have learned so many times in Masechtes Krisus, Me'ilah means to be moil behegdish. That means using hegdish for your own benefit. We're talking about b'shoigeg. And there are three things that he has to do. One is to bring a carbon, a sham me'ilais. The other is to pay back the keren, the principal amount, whatever the hano was worth. And the third thing is that he has to add, on top of paying for what he had hano, he has to add another chaimish, another fifth. Which, as we explained, is really a fourth, because the fifth is a fifth melebar. That means you take the amount, divide it by four, and whatever that amount is, add a fifth fourth. So it's really adding a quarter. Next, there are two types of hekdesh. There's kache bedek habayis and kache mezbech. Again, something we've discussed in previous mesechtes. Kache bedek habayis means if I don't add a pen to hekdesh. So I'm sure you realize that there is no such a thing as a carbon pen. But hekdesh needs pens. Hekdesh needs a lot of things to run the base of hekdesh. It belongs to hekdesh. Either they use it or they can sell it. So what happens if I donate a pen to hekdesh, and then later I, by mistake, use it for my own benefit? That we'll see later on in the Masechta. At the beginning of the Masechta, we're going to discuss the other kind of hekdesh, kachei mizbeach. The type of hekdesh that is going to go up onto the mizbeach. That's not just animals. It could be flour also. Anything that goes up on the mizbeach, that you're makiv on the mizbeach. It could be eitzim that's burnt on the mizbeach. Kachei mizbeach. And again, we've seen this a lot of times, and Mishnah is still now, but Chazar is always a good thing, is divided into two categories. Kachei Kadeshim and Kadeshei Kalim. Certain types of karbonis are called Kachei Kadeshim. A carbon chatas, a carbon asham, is Kachei Kadeshim. A carbon shlamim, a carbon pesach, is Kadeshei Kalim. Generally speaking, Kachei Kadeshim, the meat goes to the Kohanim. You can't take it outside of the Beis HaMikdash. By Kadeshei Kalim, part of it goes to the Kohanim, part of it also goes to the Baalim, and it can be eaten throughout Yerushalayim. There are Kachei Kadeshim Karbonos that the Kohanim get nothing of it. It's completely burnt on the Mizbeach, like a Karbon Oila, there are the Parim HaNisrafim. If a Kohen brings a Karbon Mincha, the whole thing is burnt on the Mizbeach. Now here's the rule. You're going to have Mi'ila until the end of the Avodah. In other words, as long as there are things still to be done with this carbon, somebody uses it for his own benefit, you have Me'ilah. You have the carbon Me'ilah, you have the Karen and the Chaimish. So in regard to the carbonists that are completely burnt on the Mizbeach, there's going to be Me'ilah until it's burnt. Until that time, if you use it for your own benefit, the halachis of Me'ilah apply. So those are carbonists that are completely burnt on the Mizbeach. What about a carbon like a Chatas or Asham, where some of it goes up on the Mizbeach to be burnt, some of it is given to the Kohanim? So here's the halacha. The Amorim, that's the part that goes up on the Mizbeach, that's the same as the Karbon Oila. Until it's completely burnt, if you use it for your own benefit, you're Moil Behegdash. But, as far as the Basar is concerned, as far as the meat of the Karbon is concerned, you're going to be Moil Behegdash until the Zrikas Hadam. Once there is Zrikas Hadam, we say the Avodah is over. As far as the Amrim are concerned, the Avodah is over when it's burnt. But as far as the Basar is concerned, once there's Zrikas Hadam, the Avodah is over, and there's no longer any Me'ilah afterwards. Once there is Zrikas Hadam, the Torah says the Kohanim can eat it. So whether technically it belongs to them or not, that's a different lamdas. But the point is, there's nothing else to do with the Basar in terms of an Avodah. There's nothing else we have to do in the instructions of being Makar Bakar. And therefore, as far as the Basar is concerned, the parsha of Me'ilah is over once there is Zrikas Hadam. As far as the Amrim that go up on the Mizbeach, until it's burnt, as well as explained earlier, the Karbanas that are completely burnt. Now, what's the din with Kadeshei Kalim, like a Karban Shlamim? So here, it's a little tricky, but I know you can handle it. There's no Me'ilah by Kadeshei Kalim until you get to the point where the Amrim of the Kadeshei Kalim go up on the Mizbeach. Amrim are the part of the Karban that go up on the Mizbeach. Kadeshei Kalim is considered to be Mum and Bailim. It doesn't belong to Hagdish, it belongs to the owner. If I designated a Shlamim, it belongs to me. once I finish processing the shlamim after the Sfikas Hadam, now the Amrim doesn't belong to me. Suddenly the Amrim belong to Hegdish because that has to go up on the Mizbeach. So by Kaddish Eikalim, the Me'ila on the Amrim start after the Zrikas Hadam. One more time. By Kaddish Eikalim, like a Karban Shlamim, or a Karban Pesach, or Pchar, or Meiser. Until the Zrikas Hadam, it belongs to the Bailim. There's no Me'ila. After the Zrikas Hadam, there's still no Me'ila. On the meat that goes to the Kehanim, part of the meat goes to the Kehanim. And of course, there's no Me'ila on the part of the meat that goes to the Bailim. But from this point and on, there will be Me'ila on the Amorim, the part that go up on the Mizbeach. Now let's see our Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah, Kadshei Kadashim, Karbonis of Kadshei Kadashim. We are supposed to Shechtem, Batsofen, on the north side of the Azara. Well, oops, they shechted it in the wrong place. Sheshchatam b'darim. They shechted it south, Azara. That's going to make the carbon pasul. Despite it, says the Mishnah, my alam behen, there still would be a din mi'ila should someone use this now for his own benefit. Now, normally explains about tanura, if you have a behema of kardashim and it dies, there's no longer any mi'ila dvatayr. So maybe this should be the same. I mean, it's pasul, it's useless. What can I do with it? It was shechted b'darim. No, says the Mishnah. Kadashim Shemesu has no value at all, nothing to do with it. But Kadashim that you shechted Bidarai, so Enachanami, you can't shech Kadashim Kadashim there, but you could shech Kadashim Kalim there. So the fact that he shechted a Bidarim doesn't like unhegdish it, doesn't remove the status of Hegdish from it. You're still Mayal Behegdish. Therefore, there still is Mi'ila. And if you have enough from it for a Shavapruta, you have to bring a carbon Mi'ila. So Memela says the Mishnah, Kachi Kadashim Sheshachatan Bedarim that was shechted. On the Darim side, my Alan Ben, there still is a Din Mi'ila for them. It's not like Kadashim that died. Now, Shechita isn't the only thing you have to do with the carbon. To be Makabal the Dam, that's also supposed to be done by itself. And so where was the Kabbalah's Dam? Says the Mishnah, let me explain this to you. Sheshachatan Bedarim. Let's say he shechted it, Darim side, wrong side. They kibbled them by itself. He was Makabal the Dam in the right place, Bitzafen. That means to receive the blood after the Shechita. Or even if he shechted it Bitzafen, but the Kibbul Dam of Bedarim was Makabal the Dam in the wrong place, on the south instead of the north of the Azara. Weiter says the Mishnah. Now, the Batanura explains the Iker Avoid of the Karbonis is from the Kabbalah Sadam and on. That's when you need a Kayin. Shechita could be even with the non Kayin. Are you a kain? Even if you're not a kain, you can still shecht. So the halacha here is in the form of loizu avzu. Not only this, but I'll tell you a bigger chiddush. You're telling me he shechted it bedarim. Oh, but at least from the Kabbalah Sadam and on, where you need a kain to do it, that was bitzafen. So therefore, it's still a little bit hegdish. You're moil behegdish in it, even though it's possible. But maybe not the other way around. Says the Mishnah, no. Even if he shechted it in the right place, but the real important part, the Kabbalah Sadam that has to be done with the kain, that was done bedarim. Maybe that for sure says, okay, there's no hegdish here at all whatsoever. No, we still say you're mild behegdish. What is it then with kachri kadashim? Shechatim that were shechted by yoim during the day, but v'zarak, he was zoirik the dam, on the mizbeach, by laila at night. Pasul karban. Can't process karbanis by night. Can't be zoyrik the dam by night. There's still me'ila. Or, I'll tell you, in this case, it's a little bit of a lesser chiddush. The first case was loizu afsu. Not only a smaller chiddush, a bigger chiddush. Here it goes the other way. Not only a big chiddush, but I'll tell you another chiddush, even though you would probably figure that out on your own. And that would be, of course, in the case of where balayla was shechted at night, the Zarek and he was Zarek the Dam, which is the Ikar Avoida, by Yoim by day. For sure, it retains some level of Hegdish, even though it's a pasul of carbon, but you would be Moil be Hegdish if you used it. Vaitra says the Mishnah. Here's another case where there's a Chiddish that the Me'ila stays even though the carbon is not good. Ayor Sheshachatan, they were Shechted with a Machshava of Chutz Lizmanan to eat it after the allotted time. The chutz l'makayim, or outside of the place. That's what the kayim was thinking he's going to do. So in the case of outside of the allotted time, that's pigel. There could be a chiyuv karis here. By chutz l'makayman, there's no karis, but it's pasul. Still my alabim. These pasul karbanos remain in the category of kodshei Hashem that have meal. Klal amar Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said the following rule. Kol any karbin behema shahoysala shas heter, that had a moment where it became mutter l'kayhanim to eat before it became pasul, even though it becomes pasul afterwards and now they can't eat it. In other words, till after the zrika, everything was done good, but something went wrong afterwards. Ein mayalimba. Once you get to zrika and everything was okay, it's no longer the property of Hegdish in the sense of mi'ila. Now the meat belongs to the kayhanim. However, v'shaloi ha'isul ha'shas heter, if there never was a time that it was mutter for the kayhanim to eat before it became pasul, it became pasul during the zrika or beforehand, then my alimba. Then it stayed kodshei Hashem, it never became mutter to kayhanim, and therefore there is mi'ila. The Mishnah now explains. Ezehi, which behemas carbon, would be an example of what Rabbi Yeshua says, shahoysala shas heter, that did have a shas heter, a time that it was mutter to eat l'kayhanim for the kayhanim, and only afterwards did it become pasul. So it would be a carbon that they were zorik the dam, everything is still kosher. At this point, basar is mutter for the kayhan. What happened afterwards? Shalona. It stayed overnight until the Amoed HaShachar, and then it became noiser, or maybe v'shen nitma, it became tamei, therefore it's asur b'achila. U'sheyatza, maybe the basar left the azara, therefore it becomes asur. So right now, the fact is you can't eat it, but there was a time that you could eat it, between the zrika and when these things happen. So it's no longer kodshei Hashem, there's no mi'ila. The ezin shaloi ha'isul ha'shas heter. What's an example of where there is no shas heter, there was no time where it was permissible for the kehanim to be able to eat it? Shas heter l'kehanim, shenishchita, let's say it was shechted, with the machshava of chutz l'zmana, or chutz l'makayma, or v'shekiblu psulin, someone who's possible to do the avayda received the blood, even though kashrut people sprayed it on the mizbeach. But a person that was possible to do the avayda received the blood. Or, v'zarku es dama. Even if someone who was kosher to do the avayda received the blood, but someone who was possible to do the avayda sprayed the blood, so it became possible before the zrika was finished. It never went into the reshus of the kehanim. The kehanim never had a time that it was mutter. Therefore, it stays kodshei Hashem, and there would be mi'ila for it. Okay, let's do our best to chazer over what we learned. So we learned about the inyan of mi'ila, someone's moil behegdish, and uses hegdish for his own benefit. He has to bring a carbon mi'ila, he has to pay hegdish for the value of the hana, and add a chaymish. We said there are three types of hegdish. There's a part we didn't discuss in this mishnah, we won't be discussing for several parakim, and that's kodshei bedek habayis. That's if you donate, for example, a pen. You know you're not makriv a pen on the mizbeach. But the value belongs to hegdish. We'll learn later what the halacha is. Now we're going to focus on kodshei mizbeach. Kodshei mizbeach is divided into two. Kodshei kodeshim and kodeshim kalim. Kodshei kodeshim, some of them are completely burnt on the mizbeach, like a carbon oila. So there's mila all the way through. There's never a time that becomes mutter for a kayan. Then there are types of kodeshei kodeshim, like a chatas, a asham, where after the zrikas hadam, the basar goes to the kayan. So once there's zrikas hadam and the basar goes to the kayan, there's no mi'ila on that basar anymore. But there still is mi'ila on the emrim that go up on the mizbeach, because that never became mutter for the kayhanim. With kodeshei kalim, like a karm shlomim, pchar, meiser, pesach, so really there's no mila to start off with at all. Because it's mam and bayil, doesn't belong to hegdish technically. But after you process it, Now you have Amrim to go up on the Mizbeach, so there's Mila for those Amrim. Then our Mishnah began. Kachay Kaddish, and they were shechted in the wrong place. Darim instead of Tzafin. Still have Mi'ilah, although it's possible. It's like an animal that died that doesn't have Mi'ilah anymore. Because Lamaisa, Darim is a place where you shech Kaddish Kalim. So much so that it still retains enough Kiddush, you can't be makriv it, it's a possible of carbon. But if somebody would use it, he would be Mo'il Behegdish. The Mishnah explained, it makes no difference whether the Shechita was in the wrong place or the Kabbalah Saddam was in the wrong place. There will still be Me'ilah. If you shechted it by day and was Zurich at night, which you can't do, there's still Me'ilah, even though the carbon is possible. For that matter, if you shechted it by night and he was Zurich by day, it still retains Kedusha. There's still Me'ilah. If it was shechted Chutz Lezmanan or Chutz Lemakayman, there's still Me'ilah, even though the carbon is possible. Basically, the rule is, says Rabbi Yeshua, at the point that the Kehanim have a heter to eat it, there's no longer any Me'ilah. Even though something went wrong afterwards, and now they can no longer eat it. So if up until and including the Zrika was done properly, now the Kehanim can eat it. But then, it was left overnight, it became Tameh, it went out of the Azara. Although right now the Kehanim can't eat it, but there's no longer any Me'ilah. It left Me'ilah once there was a heter for the Kehanim. If it was shechted to start with Chutz L'Zman or Chutz L'Makayma, or Psulim or either Makabal or Zarek Dedam, so it was never mutter for Kayhanim, now it never leaves Meal. If the Kayan never had access to it, legally, it stays property of what we call Kachay Hashem, and Meila would apply.